This is a life-transforming message from Life by Design Ministries in Denver, Colorado. And now let's join the founder and senior pastor, Pastor Peter Taft.
Oh, I like the way that sounds. Say that again.
Bless.
Praise God. Anybody highly favored?
Highly favored.
Amen. Blessed and highly favored. Praise God. Let's stand to our feet. Oh, you're standing already. Good, good, good.
Ready.
Y'all ready? Y'all ready? Amen. Hallelujah. I got word for you tonight. Gonna bless you. I pray you came to do some work. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's lift our hands and hearts up to the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. He's doing great things. He's doing great things. Come on, just yield to him. Just yield to him right now. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we give you praise. We give you glory. For there is none like you, God. And we thank you, God, for your presence here tonight, God. We ask in Jesus' name, God, that you would move amongst us tonight, God, that you would minister to our hearts. Oh, God, that you would give orders to our feet in Jesus' name. God, I thank you for your word coming clear. Oh, God, let us grasp it in our understanding like never before. I thank you for breakthroughs in the spirit for us in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father, that it is our season, our time, a blessing and increase as prophetically announced by your spirit. Bless us now to move in that direction. In Jesus' name we pray. Somebody shout amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Give the Lord a hand praise. Glory to God. Ah, amen. Amen. Turn to greet somebody next to you. Glory be to God. Then you may be seated. I want to jump right into this word. I believe it's going to bless your life. You're going to need a pen and a piece of paper. Or you're going to have your notes. You should have your notes. Get your notes. All right. Now, I want to be as pointed as possible tonight so we can just move right in line with the Spirit of God. Everybody say results. Say it again.
Results.
We're in a season where God wants to manifest results in our life. Amen. But in order for him to do that, we got to know how to apply the word. Everybody say, apply the word. So we got to get beyond just hearing the word and get to doing the word. For he said, don't be just hearers of the word, but doers of the word. Everybody say, it's in the doing. So we got to get to the place where we're doing, amen, so we can see the results that God wants us to have. All right, so you got your notes there? Glory be to God. Let's take a good look at it. All right. For a confession, let's just say that I resolve to live by faith. Say that with me. I resolve
to live by faith.
All right. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now I'm pulling the notes from Sunday. Glory be to God. But I'm infusing it with some different things that's going to help us tonight. And a whole target tonight is to help you develop your own personal vision board. Now, as most of y'all here should have received one of these, probably pretty much everybody besides the Haymore, because they came later. But most of y'all should. How many of y'all got this? Okay, all right. I'm gonna show you how to work with this tool a little. Wait a minute. Let me check again. How many of y'all got this? Because I didn't see some hands. Y'all threw it away. All right, I'm just messing.
I'm
just want y'all to smile. Y'all was looking so tight. Y'all was looking a little tight on me. All right, I want to show you how to use that in alignment with the Word of God, and we're gonna pull some principles out of that. So you ready? All right. So power, vision, God's drive-by, how it's done. It's the points that we have from Sunday. So let's pick up at the power vision. Amen. We're talking about problem solving. Everybody say problem solving. Now, ever since God released this word, I mean, it is just brewing in my spirit. I mean, I like percolating coffee. It is just stirring in me that he gives us vision to solve problems. Matter of fact, so much so that I coined this phrase. I even put it up on my, my YouTube channel. Yeah, YouTube channel. It was, you don't have a vision. You don't have a problem that the proper vision cannot solve. You don't have a problem that proper vision cannot solve. Because he gives vision to solve problems, all right? All right, so now, Proverbs 29:18 says, well, for there's no vision, the redemptive revelation of God, the people perish. So we want to have vision. Say that with me. I need to have a vision.
I need to have a vision.
Not only the church's vision, but a personal life vision. Need a vision for your life.
Amen.
You need a vision for your life. You need a vision. You need, those are the seven pillars of ministry, and you're going to see us minister the vision out of those, but then those need to come personal to you, where you have your own personal vision around worship, your own personal vision around health. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. All right. So I want you to, I'm going to stir that up, because I want that to be up in your mind, and I want you to think about that as we go through this. That, okay, I don't want it to be vague. I want you to say, okay, my vision is, anybody got any health visions for this year? Anybody got any health visions? Okay, you want to see some things happen in your health, your body? All right, go big. Anybody got some desires around your prosperity? Okay, all right. What about your purpose? Anybody want to really, really start, you know, instead of just existing on earth, sort of start walking into why you really here? Okay, all right. So, good. We're going to show you how to let vision, amen, road map that for you, and you be able to see that problem solved. So, Proverbs 29:11 said, without no vision, with no redemptive revelation of God, the people perish. We're not going to perish. We're going to see increase. Somebody holler about increase.
Increase.
All right. So now that we understand that, we got to learn how to work with vision. Now, here's where we started getting meaty at. Habakkuk 2:2. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision. Everybody say, write the vision.
Write.
So the first instruction to whatever your goal is, whatever your heart desire is, it needs to be written.
Come on, amen.
Everybody say, I need to write it down. In other words, I need to stop just thinking about it, dreaming about it. I need to pen the paper. I need to write this thing down. Everybody say, I got to write it down. That's why I gave you the vision board, so you can write it down. Now, I'm going to show you how to write it down, but or some ways to write it down. But this is saying, I'm writing it. Okay, so, all right, so you, everybody say, I want to write it down.
Because
that's what he said.
Because that's what he said.
Amen, amen.
No, that's what he said. Now, you got to make the resolve to walk, to live by faith. In other words, I'm going to do it the way God told me to do it. If he said that's the way to do it, that's the way I'm going to do it. All right, write the vision. Engrave it so plainly upon tablets that everyone who passes may be able to read it easily and quickly as he hastens by. So I got to write this vision. I love that translation. I got to write this vision so clear that as I'm hastily on in my life, I can look over and glance at it and catch everything it says.
Amen.
And keep it moving. I ain't got to sit there and study it. I can take a glance at it. Boom! It's already speaking to me. Amen. Amen. All right. So we're gonna show that. So the essence of that is, everybody say clearly.
Clearly.
So write the vision. Write it clearly, plainly upon clay tablets, that whosoever read it may run and tell others. Okay. So the writing of the vision. When I'm writing my vision, There are some principles that need to govern that. I need to engrave it, and I need to engrave it where it's clear. Everybody say, I need clarity.
Clarity.
So that's going to challenge me. Watch this. It's going to challenge me to get out of vagueness. So if I got a vision for a house, it's not just a house. What kind of house? It's all kind of houses. Shotgun houses. Efficiency houses, duplex houses. What kind of house? I remember this personal testimony. It's not my testimony. Guy over there. He wanted a bike, and God had him to get specific. What kind of bike you want? I want a red bike, and I want it made by this manufacturer. And he's way over in a third world country where they don't even make the bike. The bike has to come from America. But when he put his order in, God had him to get specific about what you want. Then God has somebody donate to the missionary group that was sending stuff over there that exact bike.
Amen.
In the exact color.
Amen.
That he asked for.
All right.
Amen? So everybody said, I got to get clear. Because we don't want to waste no time on the fact that we just never got clear enough to ask God really what we want. If we dig deep enough, we'll see that there's a lack of faith in there somewhere. Okay. All right. So if I say clear. All right. Now watch this up. Now, when you do clear, amen, you can stay whenever you ask God. If I say perfectly under grace. In other words, that and then that frame, that phrase there gives God permission, amen, to make adjustments as needed. Amen.
Amen? Amen.
So that way you're not boxing God in, amen. You give him a, because you can't box him in, but you're not boxing yourself out of faith. But if you say perfectly under grace, and then that means, God, you got permission to tweak this request.
Amen.
Amen. Because maybe I don't need the blue bike. I mean the red bike. I might need a blue bike.
Amen.
Okay. Watch it. So I'm going to write it down clear. Now, this is some instructional teaching today. So just come along. Come along. Everybody say, I'm going to have some homework. Now, do some of this in class as we go. So the key is clearly written vision. Clear enough that you can read it while you're running. I thought about that. And I remember this phrase, that a picture is worth 1,000 words. Everybody say, a picture is worth 1,000 words. So when I'm creating my vision board, instead of writing it out in words, I go get a picture of it. Guess what? If I'm running by, I can glance at a picture. And it can speak to me everything I need to speak. I ain't missed a word of it.
Amen.
Are you hearing what I'm saying? Everybody say, get a picture.
Get a picture.
Now, I'm going to take you a little bit deeper. That images or pictures is really the first language of the heart.
Amen.
We think in pictures.
Amen.
Amen. Amen? So when you start working with pictures, you're really working with the direct language of your heart, and there doesn't have to be a translation. I think I like this. I like this. Amen. You understand what I'm saying? Everybody say, get the picture. So when he wanted to tell Abraham, amen, to really drive it home, he said, you're going to be a father of many nations. And I'm making your name great. And all that. Da, 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 da. Okay. Yeah. But then he finally said, you know what? This boy need a picture. I'm going to take him outside. Take him outside. Told him to look up at the side. He said, get this picture in your spirit.
Amen.
And then watch what happened after that. It came so clear. The scripture said, Abraham believed God.
Amen.
The language is right in line with what his heart can grab hold of. Everybody say, get a picture.
Get a picture.
Okay. See, because somebody pushed back on me. Has anybody ever tried to explain something to you and you said, I can't see it?
Yeah. Yeah.
In other words, the words that they said has not formed a picture in your mind yet and you can't see it. I just can't see it. But then I was like, oh, I see it. I see it. I see it. I see it. I see it.
Yeah, yeah.
It pops in your mind.
Amen.
The image of that thing. Amen. You can see yourself, amen, on another level.
Amen.
So, personal testament. I remember one time God had me do this for a person here in the ministry. I had my photo album out from when we first started the ministry, and inside of that, where they gave me a birthday party way back then, about 8 years ago, and a person was there at the ministry, and of course, over 7-8 years, they had transformed. But inside of that transformation of their life, the enemy had attacked their body. They had attacked their body, and there was some disformity that came along with the attack. You follow what I'm saying? So this, you know, Mally, but it doesn't matter if it's Mally or Greeley. It was a deformity that came along with the attack. So God had me. I said, wait a minute, because I was going to pray with them. And God said, go get the picture. So I said, stay right here. So I went to my office. I went and got the picture of them about 8 years ago. I said, look at this right here. This is what God is getting ready to restore. You're coming back to this right here. 2 weeks after that, they were looking. Oh, you didn't hear me. 2 weeks after that prayer, what was physically disformed start clearing up almost to the point that you couldn't even recognize that it was even there anymore. Amen. I wish they was here tonight to amen this testimony. Because I said, go back and get the picture. Mm-hmm. Amen?
Amen.
Okay. All right. When I was praying for Sister Sue, God took me to the scripture of the skin like a baby. What does that do? That paints a picture in her mind.
Amen.
Gives her a reference point. That's what we pray. I'm speaking the language of her heart.
Amen.
We pray that.
Amen.
Couple of weeks later, skin turned back like a baby.
Amen.
Now, she probably want to say to me, Pastor, you should have did that before I had spent all this hundreds of dollars on these lotions that the doctor didn't. They, none of it worked. But the prayer, based upon on the scripture that painted a picture in her heart, changed the skin back.
Amen.
They never say, get your picture, get your picture, get your picture. Pictures are the language of the heart. Get an image. All right. Now watch this. Luke 6:45. Because it's got to come through your heart.
Amen.
It cannot come around your heart. God says, listen to this verse in a different frame. I will give you the desires of your heart.
Amen.
I'm going to say it again so you can hear it in a different frame. I'm going to give you the desires of your heart. A couple of ways to hear that. One, God's going to give me what to desire.
Mm-hmm.
Two, God's going to give me what I desire, but that's in my heart.
Amen.
So everybody say, it has to come through my heart. That is a powerful point right there. You need to write that down. It got to come through my heart. Got to come through my heart. Watch this. Luke 6:45. A good man out of the good treasure of his what?
Heart.
Everybody holler out heart.
Heart.
Bring it forth that which is good.
Mm.
How did he bring it forth? Out of his heart. An evil man out of the evil treasure of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. For the abundance of the heart, the mouth does speak. So the factory of my life or the exit point of my life is going to come through my heart.
Right.
What's going to come in my life is going to come through my heart.
Amen.
So if I want something, I got to get it in my heart.
Right.
If I get it in my heart, I can get it in my life.
Right.
And Abraham, what? Believe God.
Amen.
That thing dropped in his heart. It dropped in his spirit. And he got it. Okay. So everybody say, get clear.
Yeah.
All right. Now watch this. Psalm 37:4. That's what I was referring to. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he will give thee the desire of thy heart. He's going to give you what's in your heart. Amen. That's of a qualified request. He ain't going to give you nothing evil. It's of a qualified request if it's going to come from him. Amen. You cannot have your neighbor's house. That's a disqualified request. That's covetousness. Now, if their neighbor's house is up for sale, that's a different thing. Amen? All right. Again, you don't. That's my quote that I wrote down. You do not have a problem that proper vision cannot solve. So your first problem to your problem is, I got to get a vision for this problem. I get the vision for the problem, a problem solved. All I got to do is live out the vision. Okay, all right. Now, God's going to do great things in your life. He's already started this. So Sunday, we preach this. Monday, I get Texas. I mean, in this awe of this anointing is hitting the skirts on people that ain't even here to catch the word.
Amen.
Amen.
But because they're attached to us still.
Yes. Amen.
Still hitting them.
Amen.
Still hitting them. Got a text from one of the believers, and somebody's getting ready to I'm gonna tell the whole story. Well, the person's gonna retire and they're gonna turn the whole legacy of their business over to them. And groom them for 3 years before the turnover.
Amen.
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 Talk about favor.
Amen.
Everybody say increase.
Increase.
So here's the key now. God's going to bless you. He don't want you to forget him.
Amen.
Look at your neighbor and say, don't forget God on this one. Come on. Now I need you to buckle your seatbelts up on this one, because I need you to understand that he is blessing his people like no other time. But at the same time, other things are shifting in the earth.
Amen.
Now, your blessing is not going to prevent those things from shifting.
Amen.
There's a shift coming. Everybody say, there's a shift coming.
There's a shift.
And this is an uncomfortable shift. Got to get you woke up to that point now. This the way we're living right now, it ain't going to always be like this.
Amen.
It's going to change. Y'all been hearing it's going to change. It's going to change. We done heard it's going to change for so long, we done got dull of hearing. Just like they say, well, Jesus is coming, and then got dull of hearing. He ain't never coming. But he coming. Okay. So I want you to understand that. But go ahead, throw your hands up, say, I receive. Because he's going to fulfill his word to you. Now, also with the 100-fold blessing comes also persecution. You know that, right?
Amen.
All right. So just don't forget him. Tell your neighbor, say, don't forget the Lord.
Don't forget the Lord.
I'm going to just be bold. You ain't got time to backslide now.
Amen.
No, you don't. Not. You ain't got time to get blessed and backslide. You don't have that kind of time.
Because
right now, God is grooming you to be able to handle more in your trials.
Amen.
Okay. Might as well tell you. Anybody ever went to a gym and actually did some work in there, didn't just walk around in there, actually lifted something up in there? Because, you know, we go there, we spectate, you know, ooh, look at that. But anybody ever went and worked out on weights? Okay. You start off with a weight you can handle. And then to increase your strength, you increase the weight. Or you increase the reps. Either one, amen, it puts more tension on your body. If you notice, your trials, it seems like it's taking God, and this is by design, a little longer to bring you out.
Amen.
On stuff you know he can battle his eye, wasn't been done with. Now, before you said, now, God, we've been in the past. This, like, this is like a 2-day trial. And now it's like turning into 3 weeks. What's he doing? He's building your muscles.
Amen.
He's going to still get you out. He's faithful to get you out. But sometimes you're going to be in there a little bit longer than you want to be. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. How did you get the baby off the bottle? How you get the baby off the bottle?
And
take the bottle away. What the baby do? Cry? Cry, cry, cry. You kept letting that cry stretch until you finally got to the place that the baby got the message, the bottle ain't coming back. Here's the cup. Didn't want the bottle no more. First time, cry, get you out. Now you cry, get you out. Now you cry, almost ready to backslide, then he gets you out. But each time he's proven he's faithful. Because the shift is coming, you're going to have to live by faith. And everything is going to be instantaneous. And if you don't have some faith muscles built up,
yeah.
Tell your neighbor, say, get me off the bottle. He's getting me off the bottle.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Let's go a little bit deeper. So don't forget the Lord. Now, God's drive-by. Everybody say, by his spirit.
By his spirit.
How he's going to get it done? Just take a good look at this. He's going to get it done, again, by his spirit. Not by power, nor by might, but by his spirit. That's where we're going with this. So remember the four leprous men that we talked about in 2 Kings, the 7th chapter. They considered their option. They finally caught a vision to go down to the Syrian camp, amen, because there was hope in that direction. So they get up and they go down there. In verse 6, it says, for the Lord, now the Syrian camp had came to be empty, but this is why it emptied out, unbeknownst to them in the at the actual moment. For the Lord had made the host of the Syrians to hear a noise of chariots, a noise of horses, and a noise of a great host. And they said one to the other, lo, the king of Israel has hired the king of the Hittites and the Egyptians to come upon us. Now, the Assyrians heard all of that. The four men walking didn't hear nothing. They were just walking out their vision.
Amen.
And God got inside of their steps. Amen.
Amen.
And their enemy was scattered. Oh, good God from glory. Oh, you hear what I'm saying? So, you got to know this now. When he does it by his spirit, he don't have to come tell you what he's doing. No, he ain't got to come check in with you. I want to let you know now. I'm going to go scare the Syrian. No, you just keep walking. And know he's ahead of you.
Amen.
He ain't got to tell the lady to smile that's going to give you the job.
Amen.
All he got to say is give her the job.
Amen.
You sit over there with Shane smiling. I don't think this is going too good. What that got to do with it? Everybody say, stay in faith.
Stay in faith.
Don't let the circumstance talk to you. Know that God is before you.
Amen.
And the vision he gave you is going to solve the problem.
Amen.
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 He don't have to tell them to stop making threatening phone calls to you about collection. He said, just take the pizza. I already told you I'm going to take care of it. And I gave you a plan to execute. Stay on the plan. Don't let the enemy make you panic and get off the plan. Oh, I just couldn't take another phone call, so I just gave my rent. Okay, now you're in the problem. Now you got a problem. Amen. Now we got to bring it home to where you live. The enemy didn't make you freak out, make you make a jump move. Now you thought you solved one problem, but you created another problem. Now, what good is Macy being paid and your stuff out on the curve?
Amen.
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 Amen. So you're going to have to use your faith to take your peace. Hunt somebody say right now, use your faith to take your peace. How do I do that, Pastor? How do I have peace like that? He said, notice when the storm was going on, Peter, as long as he was looking at Jesus, Jesus is the Word. As long as you're looking at the Word, you stay in peace.
Amen.
You get off the Word and start looking at the storm, you're going to be in anxiousness. You're going to be in anxiety. You're going to be in freak out. Am I talking to anybody in the house? Anybody in freak out? Freak out trying to talk to you? Yeah. Okay. All right. All right, so God's giving you a whole lot today. I hope you're making the connections. Okay, so now let's go to Ezekiel 16 chapter, God's draw by. Everybody say, by his spirit. It said, and when I passed by thee, this is what I said, when I passed by thee, I saw thee polluted in thy own blood, and I said unto thee, when thou was on thy own blood. So God is speaking to you in your condition. Tell you everything, he speaks to me in my condition. He don't wait for me to get out of it. He speaks to me while I'm in it because it's his word that's going to get me out of it.
Amen.
While thou was polluted in thy own blood, I said unto you, live. I said unto you, while you was deep in debt, I said unto you, live. That live says debt free. I said unto you, while your body was racking in pain, I said unto you, live. That live says body be whole. I said unto you, while your heart was broken and tremendous pieces and you was being tormented, I said unto you, live. God said, my peace is coming and your heart is healed and your mind is regulated.
Amen.
Come on, you got to hear what's all inside of live.
Yeah.
Everybody say, it's in there.
It's in there.
And not only is live in there, Jesus said it's not just live, but it's abundantly. I came that you may have life. Who came? The Word came. What did he say here? The Word spoke to him in the condition and said, live. Everybody said, the Word that said told me to live. So I'm going to live. Then it set the measure on what I should live. And that's in abundance. So I'm going to abundantly live. Live in abundance. All right, let's go. Y'all getting blessed by this? All right, now get these principles. So God did a drive-by. He looked there. He saw that. 1 John 1 and 14 shows how when God sees you, he sees everything about you. And he knows you. All right? So God wants you to flow now. Glory be to God. Now let's jump on over. Let's jump on over to verse 7. Verse 7 says that because not only did he see you and not only did he speak to you live, he's going to get behind the word he said. Say that with me. He's going to get behind the word he said. When God says a word to you, God gets behind it. That's connected to my word will not come back void. It's going to accomplish the thing I sent it to. Why? Because I'm going to be behind it and I'm going to make it happen. Always going to happen. Tell your neighbor, say, I am blessed, and I am highly favored, and I'm coming out of this. Problem solved. I have caused thee, now watch this, everybody say, by his spirit. God is saying to you, I've caused thee to multiply as the bud in the field. Hope we got enough time to get this in. Yes, we do. A bud in the field, thou hast increased and waxed great. Everybody say, he's going to increase me. And he's going to wax me great. But I'm going to start off like a bud in the field. Don't miss this. I'm going to tie that in a minute. I'm going to tie it in like a bud in the field. He's going to cause you to become great. Okay, thou art come to excellence ornaments. Thy breasts are fashioned, thy hair is grown. And whereas thou were naked and bare. So God said, I've taken you to from this broken problem, bloody state, and process you through to now you're standing beautifully clothed, hair long and grown. Amen. All is well. Throw your hands up and say, all is well.
All is well.
Amen. But you notice it started with a bud. Let's go back and look at that. Y'all didn't catch that because you need to know this so your vision board will work. As a bud in the field and has increased and waxed great. Everybody say, through process. Get rid of the Saturday morning cartoon TV God and see how your God going to work with you. He might tell you, I'm going to give you the management job. And you go there, and they said, well, the only thing we got open right now is the mailroom. What that got to do with it? Take the mailroom.
Amen.
Because promotion comes from the Lord.
Amen.
If that's the witness of your spirit, God said, take the mailroom. I get you there.
Amen.
From prison to palace. Can he do it? Okay, here's how it's done. We're going to go home. Here's how it's done. Zechariah 4:6. This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, to you. You will not succeed by your own strength or your own power. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit. Everybody say, by his spirit.
By his spirit.
Again, I rehearse to you again. I say to you again, when God is doing it by his spirit, he don't have to check in with you.
Amen.
He can solve the problem and have it catch up with you later. Anybody had a blessing run and overtake them?
Jesus.
I mean, you finally got the check in the mail, and it was dated 2 weeks ago when you were freaking out. Did not he do it with Daniel?
Yes.
Daniel was praying. The day he asked God, God answered him. 21 days later, the prayer shows up answered. Angel tell Daniel, the day you set your heart to understand, I was sent. But God didn't come tell him, I sent the angel, he's on his way. He just let Daniel keep on praying. Daniel said, stay in the fight. Okay, who are you now? I want you to catch verse 7, then we almost up. Watch that. Who are you, big and mighty mountain? So I want you to know something. God is getting ready to bring your mountains flat. Your mountains represent the problems of your life. He's getting ready to solve your problems. Say it with me. God is solving my problems now. Come on. He's going to do it step by step. You're going to be an active participant in him solving your problems.
Yeah.
I'm going to preach this and I'm going to preach it right. This ain't no go sit on the couch and eat chips and wonder when God going to do it. You're going to be an active participant in God solving the problem. So when he get up and tell you to do something, get up and do it.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go. Verse 8. Watch this. You're active participant. Then the Lord spoke to me. Then the Lord spoke his word. His word of the Lord came to me again, saying, the hands of Zerubbabel has laid the foundation of this temple. So tell your neighbor, say, my hands,
God's
going to
use
to lay a foundation. To
build the temple.
Amen.
In other words,
Amen.
The vision in this full process. Watch this. The house. Okay. And he will complete it. Everybody said, I'm going to complete it. So no more starting stuff and not being able to see it through. God said, I'm going to show you how to do it. And you're going to be able to see it through. And you're going to be able to shout at the end and live inside the blessing.
Amen.
How many want that? And you'll know that the Almighty, powerful Lord has sent me unto you. That, in other words, the word of the Lord has come unto you. Now watch this, verse 10. Then the people should not think that small beginnings are unimportant. Take that back up to the verse 7 earlier before with the bud. Everybody say the bud.
Yes.
You shouldn't think that the bud is unimportant.
Amen.
No bud, no increase,
yes.
No wax great. Don't despise the small beginnings.
Yes.
Hunt your neighbor and say, don't do it, don't do it.
Don't do it.
Now we need to go really, I don't have time, but we need to go deeper in that because you need to understand, well, what does despise look like?
Amen.
Despise looks like this. Just dropped in my spirit. Despise looks like this. Well, that wasn't significant enough to give God praise over. Oh, I saw it. I recognized it, but okay.
Thank you, Lord.
That's despise.
Thank you, Lord.
When you see that buzz, he told the, good God, I feel like preaching here today. He told that man, he said, when that cloud popped out, I'm gonna get, it's down in the south of notes, but you'll see it right now. When that cloud popped out and he was praying for rain and that cloud came out the size of a man's hand, do you know how little that cloud was?
Wow.
The size of a man's hand. Just little speck of that blue skies for 3 years. Little speck of, looked like a little cotton ball. Then he told him, he said, get thee down, lest the rain catch you.
Mm.
Ain't no drops of rain yet. That little thing right there, he said, I need you to move because of that. Because the bud didn't show this. Oh, wish I had some help up here.
Yeah.
You got to let the little things, amen, move you to the next step.
Amen.
No matter how little it is, you got to let that be enough motivation to take you to the next step. Amen.
Amen.
Four. Who despises the day of small beginning? They will be happy, rejoice when they see Zerubbabel or when they see you, watch this, with tools or his plumb line or the chosen capstone building the temple. Tools, everybody say tools,
will be in my hand
this year for my building.
I
told you, you are an active participant in your breakthrough. And God's solving your problem. He's going to put tools in your hand, and he's going to put tools in your hand through the ministry. You're going to see some classes that are going to come online that's going to thoroughly equip you for the solving of your problems. But the classes will not go to your house, wake you up out of bed, dress you, and drag you down to the church. If you miss the class, you miss the tool. You don't get the tool. Amen. So tell you never say, I got to come out and get the two. You asking God for financial breakthrough. You know, when we put the, when we bring the class online, and it's coming online very shortly, when we bring the class online, it's going to teach you how to budget. Hey, man, you ain't there because you scared of budgeting. You don't get the two.
That's right.
So your temple building is delayed.
Amen.
Now, how many want to go around the mountain another year? Thank you. I want my mountain to fall flat. I'm about tired of this mountain. Amen. So I'm going to go and let God equip me with the tools, amen, to get me to get the victory that he's already promised me. Because this word right here tells me he needs to put some tools in my hand.
Amen.
Oh, just hunt your neighbor say, it ain't no hocus pocus.
It no
it's line up on line.
Line, up line.
Precept upon precept.
Precept.
God's going to show us how to do it. And we've been commanded like he did Moses. He said, build it according to the pattern. All right, gotta go, gotta go, gotta go. Watch this. Now, I said all that to say I want to get you to this point. Progressive results. Everybody say
progressive
results.
Results.
I want to show you real quickly, in 2 minutes, how to deal with progressive results. Mark 4:28 again. Old saints know this. We spend a lot of time on this. For the earth bringeth forth fruit of itself. First the blade. Everybody say blade.
Blade.
Everybody say bud.
Bud.
Same thing. Then the ear. And after that, the full corn in the ear. Everybody say progressive,
progressive
results.
Results.
So in your debt free, it's going to be for some of you, majority of you, God, I'm not trying to box God in to say he just can't come in and just wipe out somebody's all debt. Okay. But we all want to live on that level of that edge of the miracle, and nobody else want to embrace the steps.
Amen.
Some might get that miracle, but more might get the steps.
Amen.
So everybody say progressive results.
Progressive results.
So in your coming out and being debt free. Amen. It might start off with, like I said on Sunday, him telling you how to organize your closet so he can bring a respect to organization in your life. Then have you sit down and organize the bills. And then systematically begin to pay them off.
Amen.
Starting with the small one.
Amen.
Then taking the same money that you was paying on the small one, rolling it over to the next biggest one. And then take it and then paying that one off while you're still paying on everything else. So in other words, would I pay off the one little small one? That does not give me permission to break the budget.
Amen.
No, I'm going to teach you how to celebrate, but your celebration might be a $4 cup of coffee from Starbucks and that's it.
Amen.
It ain't a weekend. Ooh, I just got to get some relief here. So you will just go out on the weekend and blow $150. Then you can't tithe. Now you then sabotage your coming out plan.
Yeah.
I'm going to teach you this year.
Amen.
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 So he'll take that. Everybody says progressive results.
Progressive
he'll
results.
Take that small bill. Pay that out. Take it. Put it on the other one. Pay that out. Put it on the other one. Pay that out. Put it on the other. Pay that out. And then everybody say, you're out of debt. Now, it's one thing to be out of debt. Then he's going to show you how to stay out of debt. Amen. Everybody said, don't go back in.
Don't go back.
I'm going to paint a picture in your mind. It ain't a good picture. I'm going to tell you up front. It's not a good picture. That's my disclaimer. Amen. If you don't want this good picture, too late. I'm going to tell you anyway.
All right.
And then we'll forget this. There was a guy on the motorcycle. He had said he was going to ride through this, you know, how they do all these daredevil things and playing with their life and stuff. And he was going to ride through this tunnel of fire. They spent all these months engineering the plant. for one pass through. Everybody say one pass. Got this whole crew out there, got the computers and all that, the things they monitored, and he goes all the way through and makes it out successfully on the other end. They engineered it right. They had the right vision. He decides, of his own accord, flip the bike around and want to go back through it again. It hasn't been, this whole setup has not been engineered for that. In other words, the stuff that's burning has not been engineered to keep burning that long. So it's going to collapse. So he goes halfway through and everything starts collapsing. Then they say, when he gets you out, don't you go back in. Thought I wrapped that around that story. All right. No, he didn't make it. He didn't make it. I apologize. He didn't make it. Amen. All right. But we got some victory in this life. We was able to use this story. All right. So progressive results. Here's what you do. Five steps. Everybody say five steps. Give me 30 seconds and I'll be done. Watch this. Dealing with progressive results. First of all, you got to have daily confession. Everybody say daily confession.
Daily confession.
Everybody say that's not every other day.
That's not every day.
That's every day. You can't lose your momentum. Daily. Everybody say daily.
Daily.
And then you got to celebrate small results. Don't let a result go by without celebrating. Celebrating with praise. Celebrating by writing it down. Celebrating by getting a red pen and checking it off. So when you see it on your vision board, boom, that's done. So when the enemy tell you, ain't nothing being done, you can go back and look at that board and say, that's a lie. That's been done. That's been done. Even if it's only one check up there, that's been done. Well, I got a word on that. He that begun a good work shall continue it.
Amen.
Daily. Everybody say daily.
Daily.
Number two, don't stop doing the natural things. Keep the image in your mind of the end victory. Sometimes you might be in a health fight. Sometimes you and you're on medication at that particular time. Do what you got to do in the natural while you believe in God for the supernatural. Amen.
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 Do what you got to do in the natural. God said he's going to give you another job. He's going to take stores. Keep showing up to your 7-Eleven job.
Amen.
Till they give you the other job.
Amen.
Amen. Don't quit that job and bring all kind of pressure on you.
Amen.
And shipwreck your faith.
Amen.
God didn't do that. You did that.
Amen.
He ain't going to put on no more to bear. He didn't tell you to quit. Don't change the finish line. I love this one. Don't change the finish line. Don't scale back. Everybody say, don't
scale back.
Now, in my growth, I'll be transparent on this one. In my growth process, glory be to God. You know, God has given us a vision of five campuses.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Yes. We lost one. We had to draw back, recalibrate, and regroup.
Right.
But what I told you, when we draw back, I said, I ain't scaling back. Good experience. Learn some things.
Right.
Recalibrate. Go and go back at it again. I ain't going to change it and say, well, now maybe he just really only want one. No, that ain't what he said.
All right.
Amen. That's right.
Amen.
So don't scale back.
Amen.
So I asked you, they said, well,
what do I do?
Here's what you do. You make mile markers and press forward.
All right.
I don't change the finish line. I just make a mile marker. Boom. And I keep pressing forward. Amen. Might have to hang out with this mile marker for a little bit longer than I wanted to, but then I'm going to keep it. But this is not my finish line.
Amen.
The small cloud, that should be was motivation enough to make the next move. I showed you about that. So let those small results that you get keep you motivated to go make the next move. Make a note right there on the side of that. Right now, I'm going to give you a bonus right there on the side of that. Right on the side. Oh, good God, I feel the Lord. Right there on the side of that, I want you to make this note. Believe God for unexpected blessings. Come on, right there, right there, right there, right there. Everybody say, believe God for unexpected blessings.
Yes, God.
And then the last one is praise. Everybody say praise.
Praise.
I'm out of time. Everybody say praise.
Praise.
Stay in praise. Now, the enemy is going to try to come get your praise out your mouth.
Yes.
He's going to try to get it out with pressure. He's going to try to get it out there with negative results. He's going to try to get it out there with stubborn circumstances that don't seem like they're ever going to change. But keep the praise in your mouth.
Amen.
Yes.
Believe God for unexpected blessing. Matter of fact, stand to your feet. We're going to do it right now. We're going to believe God for unexpected blessing. I believe there's somebody here tonight can use an unexpected blessing. I believe somebody here tonight can use a kiss from God. Amen. Why don't we just go ahead and prophetically declare that's our bonus tonight for coming out, that we just believe in God for the unexpected. Come on, lift your hand. Lift your hand. Glory to God. Come on. Lift it like you receive. Father, I just release right now by your spirit, God. By the anointing, God, that you're placing in this house. I ask right now that you release unexpected blessings upon us now in Jesus' name. I thank you that you are able to make all grace, all favor abound towards us. So I thank you for a kiss to your people. Let it be their bonus for tonight for coming out hearing your word. In Jesus' name, we give you praise. We give you glory. Somebody shout amen.
Amen.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you.
Yes. So tell somebody, say, if I find $10 on the sidewalk, it's my unexpected blessing. I'm not going to despise it. I'm going to shout like it was a million. I'm going to praise them like it was a million. Why? Because all it took to get that was to believe him for the unexpected. Amen. I can do that again.
Amen.
So if a little favor come your way, glory. Somebody say it's working, it's working. Oh.
You have just heard another life-changing message from Life by Design Ministries. We would love to hear from you. Please visit our website at www.lbdm.org. And remember, God has a design and purpose for your life.